Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in and being with us and allowing us to be with you on your morning commute. This is the Morning Commute Daily Radio Show here on 96.5 FM and AM 630 out of Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the American Redoubt, patriot, conservative stronghold, the Inland Pacific Northwest, Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Yes. So good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Point out.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's not the Wiffle Bat. It has a whistle to it. Where's the whistle?
Well, I thought Wiffle Bats actually do have a whistle to them, and yes. I haven't been properly inserting the whistle part.
Okay, you're needing a Wiffle Bat yourself.
Maybe I am. I've got three Wiffle Bat recipient candidates coming up for the show, and awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the word of the day, and I have to say this is kind of more of the as one listener put it, the how awkward category of the news. This just came out on Gateway Pundit. The Melinda Gates, the research study funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation confirms the safety of continuous administration of ivermectin. No kidding.
Huh.
Now a clinical trial conducted by Medin Cells and surprisingly funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation confirmed the safety of ivermectin taken daily in oral form. According to the press release, there were no side effects observed with the three doses of ivermectin tested up to 100 parts per kilogram in continuous administration over 1 month in healthy volunteers.
Wow.
Hello.
Exactly.
you and I have been kind of doing this research, looking at Africa as like this big gaping wide open of almost zero, extremely low COVID outbreak cases.
Right, yep.
Regular use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for other things, for, river blindness and other fever, whatever, sick illnesses.
Right.
And they also have the lowest vaccination rates in the world.
That's right.
All of those countries, yep. across Africa, once you get north of outside of South Africa, the country South Africa, then you're seeing they're just hardly even measurable. They're like 0.08 or 1.4% right. of these countries are vaccinated. Where we're seeing the countries with the highest numbers of vaccinations, this is like more and more researchers. I mean, like doctors. Virologists, scientists, they're now beginning to openly state this is murder. This is a depopulation strategy. The right. whole everything from lockdowns to what it's doing to the economy and everything else. So interesting how a Bill and Melinda Gates funded research points this out. And of course, they've done so much. They've had their fingers meddling in Africa for so long.
That's right.
That it doesn't surprise me that money is tied to ivermectin and the use of ivermectin in Africa. So it's just more evidence. This is a lie. This is a scam.
That's right. Yep.
So
and that's what they do. And the fact that other people are finally starting to realize that this is a depopulation method.
Yes.
Hello. It's called Read Between the Lines. Don't wait for the people on CNN to come out and state this for you before you accept it as the truth.
Exactly.
I mean, you need to be able to understand what the eugenicists have always been shooting for, right?
Right.
And how elaborate they, you know, all their plans are worldwide, and where they have their fingers and in which pots, right? And so just even understanding that part of the equation lets it be pretty simple for you to put two and two together,
right?
You know, and so really it's like they're Johnny come lately with this statement. Like, oh, really? So now that we've had however many million people die from this death and maiming shot that they're trying to pass as right. a vaccine.
Now we need now 4 or 5.
Now we're finally going to hear some admission that, hey, this might not be such a great idea. This might actually be murder. Well, you think?
Exactly. It's a mass genocide. As one doctor, one scientist said, this is nothing other than mass murder.
Yep.
And there is a case, actually, I want to dig up and get more information on a lawsuit that was filed involving almost like 10,000 doctors or 10,000 lawyers worldwide filed this mass lawsuit along with hundreds of doctors or thousands of doctors that are actually pointing these out as crimes against humanity.
Yep.
Exactly. And so,
good for them.
That was really good to see. I'm going to try to get that pulled back up. But, you know, this is not just, well, it's depopulation and followed by, and whoever survives, then it's about control.
Right.
We're still kind of waiting to see what's happening in Washington State because, well, we're broadcasting out of Washington State. A lot of our listeners, you know, right now on the terrestrial stations are in Washington.
That's right.
And or they work or they travel or they conduct business in Washington, and now they're pushing for this. They want to add the words to an existing law that gives the government power to detain people during biological attacks and, you know, major outbreaks, but it was intended for like the plague or the bubonic plague, something major that's you know, super deadly, killing lots of people. Well, it's written so vague. They want to add the word COVID to the existing law so that a local health director, health official, can use law enforcement to forcibly detain people for up to 10 days and then an extension, so another 30 days.
And likely against, indefinitely,
right?
If they feel like it,
yeah, against your will.
Yep,
for COVID,
right? Well, and see, the interesting thing there too is that reeks terribly of the Council of Governors, the National Council of Governors (COG), which Biden was consulting for all sorts of different things here recently. But the way that you can tell that these ideas have been run through this Council of Governors, which more or less runs as Soviets, right?
Right.
Because there's 10 different regions that the United States has now been broken up into for this regional governance structure that
Correct.
these councils participate in. And what we have here in Washington that you're talking about is very nearly identical to what they have right now in the state of New York. And it says here that the state of New York might take it a step further. They have a new bill that's working its way through the state legislature that would allow the government to place people that they deem to be threats to public health into indefinite detention. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I bet they all got together in this, you know, in one of their meetings for the Council of Governors
right.
to discuss how they're going to further get rid of people that are refusing to get this so-called vax.
Yeah, when you see all of these identical policies
yep.
pop up simultaneously in multiple different states.
That's right.
It comes
from these councils.
Exactly. And in each case, they present it as if it was their creation.
Right.
Hey, guys, I've been thinking about how to handle this.
Yep.
And I am proposing this measure, you know, to keep our people safe. Well, all of these other governors that are on board with this are saying the same thing, implementing or pushing for the exact same thing. And you're right. This is very Soviet
yep.
in style.
Yep.
So, which is, you know, like regional
governance.
And, exactly.
And, yep. That's exactly what the definition of a Soviet is little federal federal states, more or less, is how they're described. And so, yeah, it's the same exact model that they have, we have the shadow government, we have the deep state, and then we have the actual American constitutional government.
Right.
And they're both one laid right over top of the other. And so the deep state runs through regional governance.
Exactly.
According to the Soviets. And so, yep, that's what we're talking about.
Hmm.
Interesting, huh? Yep.
Yeah, we had quite a conversation about that. We'll probably continue on with that throughout this week, some of our thoughts and some of the thoughts of our listeners about this. But we want to get to the word of the day.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that is just the highlight.
Because that's the best part. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 26, which read, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established." And that's it.
Good.
But a great part of that right there is keep God's words in front of you, right? And how it says, "For they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh." And you and I had just been talking about this earlier, just, you know, in a totally different conversation, where we're saying that yes, as everything in the world gets darker, God most definitely becomes way more interesting, way more attractive, because you become so sick of hearing the heavy, weighty, awful news of the world that it feels like it weights you down and it makes you almost feel sick.
Yes.
To hear this stuff.
Yeah.
And especially when you're having to hear lies, and It affects you internally. It just feels heavy on your soul. And so then it just becomes so refreshing, and you actually feel good to read the Word of God, because it's truth and it's positive and it's just and it's everything that the world anymore is not. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so the more you look to the Word, it says right there, "And health to all your flesh," you know, keeping his words in front of you is health to all your flesh. And
awesome.
How true that is.
It is. I believe it. Yep.
Yep. Yep. In fact, we have a friend that had just been diagnosed with cancer, and they said basically that all cut off all negativity.
Yeah.
All negative influence from any direction, focus strictly on the Word and strictly around people who are loving, kind, and positive and supportive.
Yes.
Of you, and fix your diet, change everything in your life to focus on the good things, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people can recover with that alone. And so that was what, yeah, and they have. And so I think that's just amazing. And it's true. We've read quite a few different accounts of people that had cancer, and they did nothing but that, and they stuck to the Word. I mean, they immersed themselves in the Bible and ended up being healed.
Right.
You know, and so we've heard all sorts of different accounts like that from different pastors, and
yep.
And that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing right
yep.
there. So,
yep.
Yep.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I agree. And that's a blessing. And those are great words to act upon.
Right.
I mean, you take action with that and actually apply it. Start it. Try it for a week.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. See what happens. See how you feel.
Yeah. Right? See if the joy of the Lord doesn't just swell up inside of you and start pouring out, right?
No kidding.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you for that once again. And we'll just wind down segment one here. Got some wiffle batting to do on the other side. And
that's right.
Looking forward to that as well. So this segment is brought to you by Katie Armour. serious body armor for serious times. And they're a Christian patriot-owned business and great folks over there. And we appreciate their supporting us for a long time. But that's C-A-T-I, as in come and take it. Moulin Lavé, right? KatieArmor.com. And this is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we'll be back right after these great messages.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes, but why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed?
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Thank you for staying with us here. Segment two now for The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is legal defense for self-defense. For just $11 a month for our Radio Free Readout listeners and Ameron members, by using our affiliate link, if you go to radiofreeredoubt.com, scroll down on the right-hand side until you come across the banner that says U.S. Law Shield, and click on that, and that'll ensure you get that discounted rate of just $11 a month, which is way better than tens of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees without this type of protection.
That's so, right. Wow.
Yeah, well worth it. Okay, segment. Oh, by the way, thank you also to the listeners. We've received a few just really amazing letters that were mailed, you know, to our P.O. box. Just a card, handwritten notes, just saying how much they're appreciated. They appreciate what we do every day, and bringing news and the Word of God, and it's just it's a great part of their starting off their day. And so, thank you for allowing us to be part of your lives and starting off each day, and for taking the time out to do something like that. Really appreciate it. And somebody bought us lunch. So that was
That was amazing. That was just so cool.
It was just really, really neat. So,
yep.
All right. Now, boink. Ow. Wiffle bats. I'll tell you. First of all,
I heard the whistle on that one.
Leon Panetta, the former CIA director and White House chief of staff, he proposes that the United States should retaliate against Russian aggression by using cyber warfare. Now, this came out. Now, this guy, former CIA, he knows what he's doing. This was very intentional. Now, he's former, so he's not in any policy-making position. But right now, the United States and NATO are in the middle of negotiations to supposedly try to de-escalate the situation. So far, the talks are not very comforting the way things are going. I mean, we're about ready to go to war. And Putin is very ready to go to war as talks are ongoing, as things seem to deteriorate instead of de-escalate. Now they're moving more helicopters forward up toward Ukraine. Ukraine is saying they're going to defend themselves to the last drop of blood if Russia invades, or if and when. It's right on the edge of almost looking like imminent. It's going from high probability to imminent. So we'll see. But as all this is going on and things are just as fragile can be, he says, I think the United States and our allies can actually take some pretty strong steps against Russia. I mean, sanctions, which is to cut them off from the international banking system. I think using cyber to go after their infrastructure, to go after their electric grid, go after their pipelines, and weaken their economy. In addition to that, it's important that we move, as we are, moving up additional forces in NATO to move up towards Russia and indicate that we are going to take a strong stand with regards to any other aggression by Russia. So they're poking the bear, right?
Yeah, the other one.
Now, this is a very influential person here that is basically what he's saying is these are acts of war.
Right.
That he's proposing that the United States take.
Right.
And he has a lot of influence, and Russia knows this. So, and of course, I have no faith in the competence of the people that are representing the United States in these negotiations.
Right. So, right, because who is it really? I mean, we already know that we've just got puppets sitting in place, and meanwhile, the people that are pulling the strings are actually communist China.
Yeah.
And so what is China going to get out of provoking a war with their ally, Russia? That's kind of where I'm a little bit at a loss, you know, other than to think that maybe their China's ultimate end goal, which we already know, is global dominance.
Right.
And so at some point, they're going to have to even dominate Russia, who they just made allies with.
Right. Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And so is this part of their strategy to use the United States to try to weaken Russia so that, you know, at some point they can go in and just, you know, assume Russia as well?
Right.
You know?
Well, they're not going to sit down and take it. If we carry out cyber attacks, I mean, he could have just as well said, we should punish Russia's aggression by shooting some of their soldiers in the face. You know, of course, cyber attacks are going to those are going to take place. In fact, it's probably going to be one simultaneously carried out as they go into Ukraine.
Right.
As soon as Russia looks like it's, or NATO looks like it's going to do anything in response, boom, out goes the lights, out goes the internet. They'll target satellites, telecommunications, the internet, all of NATO's ability to have command and control.
Right.
And that will affect us directly. You know, so our radio, Ameron radio operators they're at AMCON 3, they're standing by, they're testing their equipment, they're on the air daily and practicing and training to be able to keep our communities informed. That's one of the things we saw in Kazakhstan, and
right,
among many others.
Right, they had no information.
The people are as hungry for bread as they are for information in those situations.
Right.
Yep. You know, so...
Well, and we already know that is the first tactic any time you're invading a nation is to wipe out your enemy's communication abilities.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
Okay, and then the other wiffle bat goes to the Justice Department. A top Justice Department official is now saying that they're going to form this new domestic terrorism unit. And this is what he says. We face an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. That is, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. Close quote. That's Matthew Olson that said that. Of course we do. It's called Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yep, exactly.
He says that we have seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, Black Lives Matter, as well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. There's Antifa, right? But what he's talking about is the right-wing domestic. Everything is hinged on January 6th. This is what is the impetus for this. And this is really great to see this article. Oh, by the way, you guys can look this up at conservativebrief.com. But Forward Observer got a mention. That was pretty cool because Forward Observer has been tracking leftist, communist, revolutionary extremist groups who've also been, which we subscribe to, for sabotaging shipping and transportation channels. That was a major part of the 2020 plan to disrupt the U.S. economy if former President Donald Trump remained in office. With detailed rail sabotage instructions accumulating online, this is one potential course of action for the far left if the GOP takes back control of the House and Senate in 2022. These guys are planning terrorist, revolutionary terrorist acts, and the government is looking at patriots. They're looking at militias, which is part of our Constitution, for crying out loud.
Right.
So, wiffle bats to Olson at the Department of Justice. Just point out. It's what you get.
Well, at the very least, because they are truly our enemy and not really our government or acting American agencies anymore. They're cohorts for the enemy. So,
yeah,
you know, it's no surprise that they're acting in that manner when we understand who we're dealing with, right? Know your enemy. That's what you need to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so this is everything from the COVID lockdown, involuntary detention measures, to calling patriots domestic terrorists, which, by the way, the FBI reports clearly show now that there was not a coordinated effort to overthrow the government. And this guy was even asked, how many people have been charged from January 6th? All these people that are arrested, detained without any trial or anything. How many of them have been charged with insurrection? Crickets.
Really?
Yeah. How many have been charged with, you know, trying to overthrow the government, insurrection, or nothing? Well, I'll have to check in on that. I don't have those numbers.
So they're basically just thrown into a dungeon without even any charges placed against them.
Well, their charges are like failure to disperse, not following a lawful order of a police officer.
Oh yeah, and that warrants a year illegal, in jail.
Right, illegal entry, participating in a riotous, you know, whatever. Just all these little catch-all things that, you know, a lot of these are misdemeanors. It's just out of control.
I pray that God does something to that prison. You know what I mean?
I do too.
The finger of God come down and cause that prison to just have to shut down.
Absolutely. And people go to prison for real.
Yep.
For these crimes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, guys, you be safe out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute. And God bless.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.